Hello, it's Tuesday, the 19th of March. I'm Alex von Tunzelman, and you can picture me smiling at a farm shop, or wherever you shop for farms. Welcome back to Paper Cuts, the modern newspaper review. Every day we run the British press through an AI generator. No, just kidding, we never touch the job-killing plagiarism machine. We read the papers ourselves with our human brains and sum them up for you with our
real human voices.
A huge thank you to all of you superstars who've joined the Paper Cuts Supporters Club. You keep us going, financially and, frankly, emotionally. And now we have a new way you can help to keep this show on the air. And it's free! Just send three of your bezies a text, WhatsApp, email or carrier pigeon linking them to papercutsshow.co.uk. That's two S's, papercutsshow. There's a link in the show notes. Tell them we're totes awesome and they should both listen and subscribe. This costs them £0 and they might even have a laugh. Every time someone listens and subscribes, that helps us grow like little media mushrooms. Thank you. Now, here are the top stories for today's show. Oh, 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 mysterious girl. They found Kate, or have they? Stone Cold Jane Austen, the Daily Star leaps to the defence of 19th century author. And woke widows, Scottish widows can't say widows anymore. Welcome to Paper Cuts. We read the papers so you don't have to. Thanks for joining us on Paper Cuts, where we're a million typing monkeys. No Shakespeare yet, but we do seem to have produced a large number of topical news shows. I'm Alex von Tunzelman, and with me today is political sketchwriter and cheeky monkey Rob Hutton.
Hello.
And also with me is comedy writer and silly monkey who cut the top off his right pinky the weekend before last, Jason Hazley.
Hi, ouch.
Oh, it looks sore.
It is.
Oh. Oh dear, well, apart from the finger, how are the broadsheet front pages looking today, Rob?
Boring.
I've got the iPaper. Energy customers set for payout worth billions in scandal that's bigger than PPI.
Oh.
Looking forward to cashing in on that and starting my own podcasting company. The Times, Sunak risks losing key votes on Rwanda bill, so perhaps those flights will never take off. And also, fasting linked to increased risk from heart attacks and strokes, so the thing that the papers are telling you to do to lose weight is actually going to kill you.
Ah.
Again.
Whoops.
Or is it? It's not clear. The study could go either way.
Another story will be along in a minute, don't worry.
Yes.
Just everyone eat normally, it's fine.
The Guardian fantastically has the membership list for the Garrick Club, which turns out to include lots of posh men. The only time I went to the Garrick Club, I was actually taken by a Guardian journalist.
So... I mean, why do the Guardian care? What's the sort of angle
That's
here?
A good question, actually, isn't it?
Well, I think the idea is that sort of all of these people who are pictured, you know, sort of Simon Case, a cabinet secretary, and Michael Gove and Jacob Rees-Mogg and Oliver Dowd and the King and Hugh Bonneville are all sort of sitting there over coffee at their club, sort of stitching the world up. Although I sort of feel like a lot of these people probably see each other at work anyway.
Yeah.
It's slightly... tricky because it's a men-only club.
Mm.
Though I don't think that any of us were under the impression that Jacob Rees-Mogg was sort of deeply progressive.
It does feel, doesn't it, though, like because there's a lot of coverage in The Guardian that they're lifting the lid on something which basically had a see-through lid.
Yeah.
We kind of all knew who was going to be in the Garrick Club. And apart from the odd surprise, it's like, oh, yes, they're all the usual suspects and members of this club.
Yeah, and if you think that there's a secret conspiracy where the Deputy Prime Minister, the levelling up secretary and the former leader of the House of Commons and the Cabinet Secretary is secretly running the country. I mean, to be honest, I'd be quite relieved to learn that they were.
Make a change.
The Daily Telegraph. Interestingly, the Telegraph leads on Rachel Reeves, her speech this evening, the Mays Lecture, which is a big economic moment. It's significant that she's being asked to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also significant that the Telegraph is leading with a fairly straight story on what she's going to say.
Right.
The plates are shifting.
Yeah, she's, of course, Labour's shadow chancellor.
She's Labour's shadow chancellor, but much more important.
Mm.
Even more important story, a big picture of late Queen Elizabeth surrounded by various grandchildren. Or is she? Second royal portrait was manipulated.
Oh, my God. And Jason, how about the tabloids?
On the front page of the Mirror, a Keir Starmer exclusive. Keir Starmer visited the Mirror's offices yesterday, so they have put an enormous picture of him on the front page with the words, "I will not let you down." Thank you, Keir. On the front page of the Star, normally we reserve the Star for last, but I'm doing them in a different order for a reason. Race to snaffle £13 billion of gold lying on bottom of the Caribbean Sea for 300 years. The headline is, "This time next year we'll be bullionaires." Basically, some divers are going down to a wreck to see if they can nick its gold. On the front page of the Mail, Harry and Meghan are downgraded by Palace.
Oh, to what?
Vice prince or prince in waiting or something. There's that lovely
just
old
people.
There's lovely old Hugh Laurie joke, isn't it? About being I was for many years I was assistant to Princess Anne, but I gave it up eventually because it was clear they were never going to make me Princess Anne. And on the front page of the Sun, there is a long lens photo of William and Kate, with the headline, "Great to see you again, Kate. Royal World exclusive first picture."
They found her.
They found her.
Now, top story today, they've found Princess Kate. Long missing from public life, a swirl of conspiracy theories set alight by the royal household, who released a heavily doctored photograph of her. But here she is today in apparently a real photo on the front of all the papers. Jason, she's visiting a farm shop. She's not divorced. She's not dead. So that'll be the end of that, right?
Yeah, correct. That's it. It's all done.
What's our third story?
No, so these are pictures of, yes, they are William and Kate. It is not imposters or a mistaken identity or anything like that. And there's also what looks like Phil Mitchell sitting behind them as well. If that really is the actor, Steve McFadden, I'll be very impressed. Listen, there's a lot of nonsensical speculation that has gone on about this story. And we're about to indulge in some rational speculation, I feel.
Much better.
Kate Middleton has had major surgery and has understandably wanted to be left alone to get better and doesn't want her fucking photo taken.
I mean, fair enough, frankly.
But here's one taken from a very long lens by the looks of the quality of the picture, showing her to be alive and smiling and with her husband. So that ticks all the boxes there.
The papers have been so careful around this story and... Actually, you're in, for those of us who remember sort of the 1990s and the death of Diana, the it was the reverse, where the papers were sort of were going for it and that all went a bit horribly wrong. And so this time what seems to be happening is that the newspaper readers are demanding stuff and the newspapers are saying, guys, just calm down. Calm down, okay? You know, she hasn't been abducted by aliens. She's not dead. There isn't a secret. Just calm down. And there's a weird sort of thing that's the dynamic. And indeed, there is a quote in there that feels very much like it was written. There's a line in there. Go on.
Matt Wilkinson writes, and this paragraph is in italics to show it is important. "We are showing the images today in a bid to end weeks of online speculation, which has seen wild conspiracy theories about Kate spread unchecked."
You know, so there's a couple of things going on here then, aren't there, which are really quite complicated. I mean, first of all, it's kind of, you know, the papers are indeed sort of purporting to be "leave Kate alone." You know, here we express this on pages 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. So there's a sort of a bit of the old hypocrisy going on. They are clearly benefiting off the great interest in this story, as well as trying to dampen it down. But also the question of how much control actually the royal household really have over the British press. I mean, you know, we are now in a situation where, of course, from the US press or indeed TV, we hear all sorts of speculation going on, which the British press are not printing.
I mean, that is, to me, the most surprising thing about this. The fact is that American readers are reading a lot more speculation than British readers, despite the fact that we can now read American press. So Stephen Colbert, who has one of these late night comedy shows in the States, did a monologue the other evening about whether Prince William had an affair with... Chumley, Mrs. Chumley.
You mean, I'm sorry, we've got to do the name in full because it has been said, and she has, I believe, issued a denial to Business Insider about any affair. A woman with the wonderful name, unimprovable, of Rose Rock Savage, Marchioness of Chumley.
Marchioness, surely.
Marchioness?
Oh, I don't know why I'm telling you.
I don't know.
You're the royal
I can pronounce Chumley. I think I should get a gold star for that. I've got no idea how else you pronounce Marchioness?
I think it's Marchioness.
That's like a Lady Martian. Now, today, our beloved Daily Star, proud to love animals, has also declared itself proud to love books. Yesterday, famous literature expert Jeremy Clarkson called Jane Austen boring and said if you give kids her novel Emma, they'll want to put it down and take to glue sniffing. Well, the Star's not having this, are they, Jason?
No, they're not. By the way, glue sniffing. Does Jeremy Clarkson, would you like to update some of the references in his head? He might as well have said if you give them Emma, they'll turn into teddy boys, you know. Fucking old idiot. Anyway, yes. The Star has of course come out swinging for Jane Austen.
Yeah.
Which is not something you'd ever expect to behold. So, she wrote fun stuff, says the Star.
She did.
Yeah.
Yep. She diced with death. She liked flirting. I mean, they're selling her quite well here.
Yeah.
She had moments of madness. On December the 2nd, 1802, aged 26, she got engaged to, wait for it, Harris Big Wither. That's the best name you're going to hear all week.
And we've already said Rose Rooksavage, Marchioness of Chumley.
She threw good shade as well. Listen to this. She wrote of one acquaintance, I was as civil to them as their bad breath would allow me.
Ooh.
Savage burn.
Ow.
Yeah.
Get some aloe vera on that.
Her last work, penned days before her death in 1817, was a poem taking the piss out of British weather. None finer.
Yes.
None finer.
Nailed it.
She liked to drink. She admitted to having hangovers. I mean, she just sounds like great fun, really.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, she is great fun.
Sort of comes across in the books, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, they're pretty funny.
The Star's payoff is interesting, though. It says, she inspired people. True. Will Jeremy Clarkson still be inspiring people in 200 years? Now, I have an editorial point to make here. I don't think he's done that yet.
No.
I don't think Jeremy Clarkson has ever inspired anybody.
Do you know who Jeremy Clarkson has radicalised?
Radicalised?
British farmers. They love Clarkson's farm. The one group of people you would think would look at this and go, we know about farming, thank you. It's been a consciousness-raising exercise to have a man going on the telly saying all this regulation is mad. When you talk to British farmers, they all talk about Clarkson's farm and how much they love it.
Really?
Yeah, no, it's I'm completely stunned by this.
I'm going to have to get myself down to my local farm shop.
It has basically been, get yourself down to your farm shop, buy a farm.
Yep.
And, and then you too can have your consciousness raised by Jeremy Clarkson.
Now on Paper Cuts, hitting us like a thunderbolt, it's the headlines of the day. What do you have for us, Rob?
I'm going to The Sun. First of all, on page 3 of The Sun, a disused toilet by the beach is for sale for £20,000.
Ooh, which beach?
The beach near Penzance.
Ah, right.
And it is overlooking a large number of beautiful things. And the headline is, Room with a Loo.
Very good. Yeah, okay, right, yeah. Pretty good.
Onwards into the Sun.
Oh, Icarus.
A mum received an electricity bill for more than £3,000 because British Gas forgot to charge her for more than 2 years. The headline is, what a shock. Oh, no, that's not the one you want me to do. Sorry.
Okay, Jason, solve it with the Daily Star.
Right. On page 2 of the Star, we have a deep dive into Ross Kemp's political views.
Right.
Because he has been urged, doesn't say by whom, to stand as an MP, and he's torn between being a libertarian and curtailing some freedoms. Anyway, he could be the new Churchill, says the Star,
okay,
under the headline, I'll fight them on benches. They didn't have space for the in there, but otherwise, a good go, I think. Here's on page 14, here's a story that starts weirdly. A gangster living as a greengrocer.
Okay, what? There's a lot there already.
I mean, there's a hell of a lot there. Anyway, he was shot dead by a hitman.
Oh, dear.
Who flew over 10,000 miles to bump him off. And this is under the headline and in the correct typeface, The Veg Father.
I mean, well done on getting the typeface. That is good. But Veg doesn't sound like God.
It doesn't sound like God. No. As I said, everybody is trying very hard today. Yeah. And finally, trigger warning for literally everybody.
Uh-oh.
Here is a story. I'll just read you the first paragraph. Elizabeth Hurley felt liberated while shooting sex scenes directed by her son.
Oh, my God.
Balls are behind my eyes now. Anyway, it's under the headline, Sun Direction.
Oh, God, they're kind of underselling that one.
I'm not going to read any more of that story because it's too upsetting.
Oh, dear.
Well, that was Paper Cuts. Thanks for listening. I just
Now to the features sections. And in certain papers, the features sections these days are pretty much just a long list of things that are woke. And today, this has come for Lloyds Bank. Rob, are bankers woke?
In the Times, widow is a no-no, says Bank's Guide. Lloyds Bank, who now own Scottish Widows, have banned the word widows. When talking to customers. Well, because...
Hard one, that.
Welcome to Scottish...
Well, yeah. Bereaved women. It is on a list of words and phrases that might offend because it could be seen as defining a woman in respect to her dead husband rather than herself.
Right.
In its guidance, Lloyd said the word was unnecessarily vivid and might trigger unwarranted personal memories of trauma and upsetting situations. Obviously, I turned 50 at the weekend and I'm just a boring old man now. But I think it's a great name because it comes from the Napoleonic Wars, and there were lots of Scottish widows after the Napoleonic Wars.
Yes.
And it's a little slice of history, and it's not horribly offensive.
But on the other hand, the bank has said, I think in that piece, that it has no plans to change the name of Scottish Widows.
Yeah.
So what are they just going to call it? Scottish?
It's Scottish.
How are they answering the phone? I really want to know how they're answering the phone.
Hello?
They probably are saying Scottish Widows. The bank has also advised against headless chicken, lost in translation, and sold down the river, which is apparently a reference to slavery.
Well, I can sort of see that one might be considered in bad taste. I'm not sure what headless chickens, or maybe it offends vegans, I don't know.
Oh, guinea pigs as well. That's another phrase that's that shouldn't
What's
be used.
What's wrong with that?
It's not inclusive of vegan colleagues.
Oh, come on.
It's remarkable, though, isn't it? It's like, it's one of the things that it's so easy to get worked up about is changes to language. And language is constantly changing, so just fucking accept it, you know? Counterpoint, Rob, I think Scottish Widows is a terrible name for a company. I really do. It just doesn't... If you were starting a company now and it was selling insurance, no way would you sell it on the fact that there were dead husbands lying around all over the place.
But, no, that's... yeah,
I mean,
okay.
Maybe, but on the other hand, I would say I do really quite like the sexy lady in the big cloak.
That's true.
Yeah, they have got maximum value out of her husband losing it at the Battle of Waterloo.
She looks like she did him in herself.
Yeah.
Scottish murderers. Yeah, great.
Suspicious widows.
And that's the end of today's Paper Cuts. Thanks to Rob Hutton.
Thank you.
Thanks to Jason Hazley.
Thanks.
Don't forget the Papercut Supporters Club. From £3.60 a month for all this, fewer ads and more of the good stuff. Head over to back.papercutsshow.com and follow the link in the show notes. We'd just like to thank some of our exquisite supporters for helping to make the show today.
I'd like to thank Jimmy W. Green.
And I'd like to thank Gillian Roche.
And I'm thanking a supporter who just goes by Queenie. Excellent name. I hope she's an East End landlady who speaks as she finds and doesn't suffer fools gladly. Thanks, Queenie. I've been Alex von Tunzelman, and you've been listening to Paper Cuts on a day when TV presenter Joel Dommett has revealed his special ability. He can lactate. He must be stopped. He's a danger to himself and others.
Ooh.
Others.
Yeah. Very good, very good.
See you tomorrow.
Paper Cuts was written and presented by Alex von Tunzelman with Rob Hutton and Jason Hazley. The producer was Liam Tate with assistant production by Adam Wright. Music and audio production was by me, Simon Williams. The group editor was Andrew Harrison. The managing editor was Jacob Jarvis. And the executive producer was Martin Boytosh. Paper Cuts is a Podmasters production.